Chapter 8. "Have you seen Angel McAllister?" Jamie asked a group of girls standing in the locker room at the end of the day. It had been one of the worst days at school she could remember. All day long, people were whispering and snickering about the picture. Sometimes they said things right to her face.
"Girl, could I get with that the next time you're taking pictures?"
an older boy asked her in the lunch line, looking at her as if she were a car and he wanted to drive. A few boys laughed along as if they thought his comment was funny.
"You keep talking like that, and you ain't never gonna get with anything," she said, acting strong, the way she did when she hung out with Bobby Wallace and his friends.
And yet the truth was that this boy's eyes made her nervous. She was glad when he left. Later, Jamie was scolded when she mistakenly bumped a girl in the cafeteria checkout line.
"You better step off. Just 'cause you like that doesn't mean I am, you hear?"
The girl almost seemed scared, and yet her eyes were angry too. Jamie was stunned.
"What you think? I'm gonna bite you or something?"
Even if the rumors were true, it ain't right to hate on people, she wanted to say. She was sure Angel got the same treatment, and she hoped to speak to her at the table. But Angel never showed up at lunchtime. Jamie wondered if she had decided to skip school. Maybe the picture was too much, and she quit cheerleading. The idea made Jamie even more furious with Vanessa. More than anyone, Angel deserved a chance to be on the squad. She had fought harder than anyone else over the last week, and somehow her success had become the one thing Jamie cared about in school, the one thing that pushed all her other problems out of her head.
"Have you seen Angel McAllister?" Jamie asked again.
There were only a couple of girls in the locker room when she arrived. They looked nervous and barely acknowledged her.
"Come on, people, Angel McAllister. She's about my height, wears glasses. Number 35, the girl who did the aerial."
"You mean the one in that picture with you?" one girl said knowingly. She was number 22. Jamie couldn't remember her name.
"Yeah, her," Jamie said, bracing herself for another comment.
"You know, we was just talking about it, Nia and me."
She nodded at the girl beside her. Jamie recognized her as a thicker-built girl who had surprisingly quick moves.
"Isn't that our locker room in the background?"
Jamie nodded. It was the first time someone actually asked a question about the photo. Of course it would be another cheerleader, she thought. They knew the truth about what's been happening.
"All of us have had our tops off in here. That makes me want to change in the bathroom just in case."
She shook her head sympathetically.
"Me too, now," Jamie added.
"Who did this to you?"
Nia spoke up then, looking around to make sure no one else was listening.
"Was it that girl Vanessa?"
Jamie nodded.
"Didn't I tell you, Marcy?" Nia said in a low voice. "That girl acts like she owns the cheerleaders. And Coach Seville ain't even picked any of us yet," she muttered, shaking her head.
"Your name's Jamie, right?"
Jamie nodded again as Nia continued. "Well, we've all been talking about Vanessa. She's a piece of work. But like I told Marcy, she's the type who'll ruin your life if you stand up to her."
"Tell me about it," Jamie murmured.
"But have you seen Angel?"
Nia shrugged toward the door.
"I thought I saw somebody outside Coach Seville's office when I passed it."
Jamie started moving.
"Thanks,"
she called to the two girls.
"Sure, Jamie, good luck."
Coach Seville's door was closed, but Angel was standing outside with her arms crossed on her chest and her head down when Jamie got there. She hadn't changed for practice or anything. Her face was blotchy and her eyes were red-rimmed. She looked as if she had been crying all day. She wanted to give her a hug and even opened her arms, then decided against it because of the picture. Knowing that made Jamie feel angry all over again.
"Where were you today? I didn't see you at lunch. You think I wanted to be in that cafeteria on a day like this? Besides, you're better off without me.
I'm sorry I dragged you into all this, Jamie," she sniffled.
"So what are you doing now?" Jamie asked her.
"Please don't tell me you're quitting."
"Why not?" Angel sniffed. "That's what everybody wants, isn't it? You can't quit. We're in the same boat, and I'm not gonna go out like that. We gotta find some way to make Vanessa and all her friends admit this was all one big lie."
"It doesn't matter if it's a lie," Angel said angrily.
"If everyone at this school believes it,
It might as well be true. And we're not in the same boat, Jamie. You have friends. You have people who will stand up for you. People who know those rumors aren't true. You even have a boyfriend.
Angel shook her head.
I don't have anyone.
Well, I don't got a boyfriend anymore, Jamie told her. We broke up this morning.
Over the picture?
Jamie hesitated. The picture played a part, but there was more there, and Jamie knew it.
Not really, she said.
Look, if you're trying to make me feel better, forget it. Nothing can make me feel better. I'm probably going to have to transfer again.
She brushed more tears off her face.
What's funny is, this summer I promised myself that I was going to be different in high school, that I would try new things. When I heard about the auditions for cheerleading, I signed up before I could talk myself out of it.
I should have known better, she said bitterly.
I should have known that girls like me don't get to be cheerleaders.
But Angel, look how far you've come.
Jamie pushed the picture from her mind and dropped an arm around Angel's shoulders.
None of this would have happened if you didn't have a real chance of making it.
You're good. You just need to go out there and do it. And smile.
Angel shook her head.
But everyone hates me. None of the girls will even speak to me.
I'm speaking to you. And so is Amber Lynn. She knows it was a lie, just like she knows what they said about me isn't true. And I just talked to two other girls who don't believe it either. They just haven't said anything because they're scared. Because if they say anything, they'll be next. And they're right, too.
If you hadn't stuck up for me, this wouldn't be happening to you either.
Angel's voice shook with emotion.
Why do they hate me so much?
Jamie rubbed Angel's shoulder the way Grandma used to do for her when she was upset.
Probably because you remind them that they ain't as special as they think they are, she answered.
That ain't a bad thing, Angel. Don't let the haters get you down. She meant the words to try to cheer Angel up, but saying them made her feel better, too.
Angel was silent. Jamie knew she was about to walk away and never come back.
You can't quit, Angel. Let's finish this, she urged.
Come on.
Just then, Coach Seville's door swung open. The coach stepped out with her clipboard in hand, but stopped when she saw them.
Something wrong? She asked.
Jamie knew from her question that she hadn't seen the picture. Next to her, Angel took a deep breath and wiped her tears away. Her jaw suddenly looked firm, her eyes strong and clear.
No, we're just a little nervous, that's all, Angel said.
Jamie smiled. She knew what it meant. Her talk worked. Angel wasn't quitting. She was going to audition. Coach Seville eyed the girls briefly.
Let's save the tears until after I've posted the final results. For now, focus on the audition. Just do your best. Maybe there's no reason to cry, okay?
Yes, Coach, Jamie and Angel answered together.
Good. Now let's go,
she barked, clapping her hands as the two girls rushed to get dressed. The hallway outside the gym buzzed with nervous chatter as Jamie and Angel approached. But as soon as they joined the line, it hushed.
Jamie held her head up and tried to pretend she didn't care. But then Vanessa, Kim, and Renita sauntered over.
Tasha was with them too, though her arms were crossed. She looked as if she would like to be somewhere else.
Check it out. The lovers are here, Vanessa said, her voice just loud enough that everyone could hear it.
Some snickered, but most were silent, as if they were gathering themselves for the audition.
That's nasty, Renita said.
Tasha remained silent, though Jamie thought she looked as if she wanted to say something. Amber Lynn joined the line and stood next to Angel, flashing Vanessa a dirty look.
Uh-oh, looks like there's another one, Vanessa added.
Yeah, maybe Angel's cheating on Jamie with her, said Kim.
Imagine that, Vanessa said. Jamie would have lost a boyfriend and a girlfriend in one day.
The girls cackled loudly. Jamie could feel herself sweating, her hands clenching into fists. She didn't know how long she could ignore Vanessa, and yet she knew if she talked back to her, it would end up in a fight. It would be all over. Next to her, Angel seemed frozen. Not once did she glance back at Vanessa or her friends. Instead, she focused on the gym like a statue unable to turn her head, despite the laughter.
Hurry up, Jamie thought to herself, clenching her jaws. Let's get this thing started.
Finally, the gym door swung open and Crystal, the cheerleading captain, appeared. Her eyes swept to Vanessa, Jamie, and Angel, but she didn't say anything.
Jamie figured she had seen the picture.
Get into your audition groups and wait to be called, she said. Run in with spirit, do your jumps and any tumbling, then I'll count you off for the chant and routine. Finish up with more jumps, Coach Seville may ask you a few questions, then you're done. After your audition, you can leave. The results will be posted tomorrow on the bulletin board outside of the gym. Good luck.
She paused for a minute while the girls got into their groups.
Okay, group one, let's go.
A small group of four girls rose nervously. Jamie watched them bounce around a little before Crystal opened the gym door wide.
Woohoo!
The girls shouted as they all ran in, clapping and jumping. Then the door closed with a heavy thud. Someone had taped a piece of paper over the little window so no one could see each other's audition, though Jamie could hear the cheers and the stumping of their step routine. She tried to imagine what she was going to do, but it was difficult because she kept hearing Vanessa and Kim's laughter in her head.
Group two, Crystal called.
That's me, Amberlynn said, but I'll be back. I'm not leaving until after you and Angel have your turns.
Thanks, Amberlynn. Good luck.
Jamie high-fived her.
Yeah, good luck, Angel said.
Why don't you give her a kiss, too, Kim said. You know you want to.
Yeah, especially since she won't be kissing Dez no more, Vanessa added.
Jamie winced. She knew the girl was trying to mess her up just before her audition.
Don't let her win,
she told herself, trying to focus on her routine. But then, another voice spoke up.
How much did you pay for your hair, Vanessa?
It was Angel. Silence swept over the corridor where the girls were waiting. Vanessa's mouth dropped open as if she was stunned. She instinctively reached for her ponytail as if trying to protect it.
What? Your hair, Angel repeated. My mom's a stylist at Essential Salon. That looks like one of the synthetics. Maybe $4.99 a track? Less if you can get it wholesale.
Gasps and hushed laughter erupted among the crowd of nervous girls. Vanessa scowled, and her eyebrows seemed to meet in a straight line. She stepped closer to Angel with her hands clenched into fists.
Hit her, Jamie said. Hit her. Go ahead and hit her and give me an excuse to beat you down.
Hit her, and there's no way you'll make cheerleader.
You won't either, Vanessa said.
Group three, Crystal shouted. Tasha stood up. As she headed for the gym door, she whispered,
Sit down, Vanessa. Don't you think you've done enough?
Then she pasted a big smile on her face and bounded into the gym, clapping and cheering as the heavy door slammed shut.
Yeah, Vanessa, sit down, Jamie said.
After all, your group is up next. You might need a minute to get your head together.
Vanessa cursed, but stepped back and sat down. Jamie heard her whispering with Renita and Kim. Every few seconds, she looked over with murder in her eyes, but Jamie didn't care. She would fail three more algebra tests just to see the look on her face when Angel stood up to her.
Group four!
Vanessa bounced up with her big fake smile on her made-up face and dashed into the gym. Before the heavy door swung closed, Jamie saw her do a perfect round-off and jump up shouting, Go, Blueford! She was sure that Vanessa, as awful as she was, would make the team. When Crystal shouted for group six, Jamie bounded into the gym, energized by what she had just witnessed. Angel standing up to Vanessa in front of everyone. The sight seemed to push her so she landed each flip, nailed each step, and hit each move as best she could, all with the biggest, most genuine smile she had in days. Coach Seville even said, Nice job, when she was done, and didn't ask her any questions. The only thing that didn't sit right was the way Crystal kept staring at her. By the time she got back to the hallway, most of the girls were gone. Amberlynn was sitting with Angel, and Renita was by herself at the other end of the hall. Vanessa and Tasha were nowhere in sight.
Group nine,
Crystal called at last, and Angel stood up. Thanks for waiting with me, she said,
We'll be waiting when you come out to walk home together, Amberlynn said. Give it all you've got.
Don't forget to smile, Jamie reminded her. There was no way to know how it went, except that before the gym door closed, Jamie could see Angel soar into the air in a perfect aerial.
What if we all make it? You and me, and Vanessa and Angel, too, Amberlynn asked.
You know this isn't over.
Jamie sighed. She knew that even if she made the squad, she would probably be kicked off one way or another. But she wasn't ready to admit that yet.
Let's just hope that doesn't happen, she answered, keeping her thoughts to herself.
How was the test?
Her mother asked as soon as she walked in the door. Jamie didn't know how to answer. Had Miss Gessner already called to say she hadn't taken it? Had Darcy told Mom what happened last night? Jamie peered into her mother's face. She didn't look angry, or at least not as angry as she probably would be if she knew Jamie had gone to tryouts.
Fine, I think, she answered.
Good, Mom huffed. She was dressed for work and had her purse on her shoulder.
That's what I want to hear. Now you get to your room and get working on the rest of your schoolwork, she said. Tomorrow night I want to sit down and talk with you about the things you said yesterday, but right now, I gotta go to work.
Jamie nodded as Mom rushed out the door. She knew another storm was coming. Another call from Mrs. Gessner. Another fight with her parents. More proof she wasn't as good as Darcy. There was no stopping it now, but at least they had made it through auditions, she told herself. Though Amberlynn's words haunted her. What if they all made the cut?